drought as well. The second day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer began at Buchanan, North Dakota, and headed north towards Brockett and Rock Lake. Farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
There were big smiles on yesterday's tour as the day started with rain. At Buchanan, North Dakota, Plainview Seed and Agronomy's Matt Carlson said the moisture will definitely help with kernel length and test weight for corn. He sees a huge advantage for the longer maturity hybrids and varieties.
We're taking advantage of the later rains and just take advantage of the whole growing season. As far as the area, you know, it comes and goes as far as the crop. There's some really poor crop out there, but in a lot of it, there was a lot of prevented plant here last year, and a lot of the crops that were put on that look really good. And there's some in between, small grains, and we're fair to okay, and some were good. But I think we'll see that kind of throughout the crop throughout the areas. It'll be some very poor to some pretty good.
At our stop near Rock Lake, North Dakota, we saw a lot of green, lush fields, probably the most we've seen the entire tour. Brock Mitchell of Lakeview Seed said the region caught timely rains. He's optimistic about soybean pod fill in the early maturing corn, which is nearly fully dented. For canola,
We are expecting to have fairly decent yields on most of the fields. Same story with that as all the crops. We caught some timely rains and kept it going, and I actually don't expect a lot lower than average crop myself. So standing nice and low disease pressure. So things to me are looking up, especially with the prices of the canola at the elevator. So
reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
Farm income and